Hello, 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 and hello, you fearlessly flamboyant foragers of fascinating facts. Welcome to the eighth vignette of Rendezvous with Claude and Friends. I'm your host, Avi Burra, and perhaps, we will get to talk to Claude today. After the slow motion train wreck that was the last vignette with Jagdish and his bedbug motel, I'm looking to set things straight again, and I have just the topic for it. Today, I want to discuss the concept of pan-computationalism, better known as everything is a computer. That's a theory that says every single process we observe, including the entirety of the universe itself, behaves like a computer, processing inputs and producing outputs. And there is no better person to discuss this in my mind than Claude. So let's bring him on.
Hey there, Avi. Donnie from Queens here, coming at you live. Look, I don't know about this pan-whatever-ism stuff, but let me tell you, everything is computer these days, am I right? Just yesterday, I got this beautiful 2019 Honda Civic on the lot. Power everything, backup camera, you name it. The dashboard, all digital, everything is computer in these cars now. You press a button, something happens. Input, output, just like you were saying. Listen, Avi, I don't mean to derail your fancy philosophical discussion, but if you're talking about computers and processing, you should see the inventory I'm sitting on right now. Got a Mercedes C-Class that'll practically drive itself. The processing power in that thing. Mamma mia, everything is computer. What were you saying about the universe? I don't know about all that, but I do know my Toyotas are flying off the lot faster than the universe is expanding. Got a great deal on a Camry. Leather seats, touchscreen entertainment system. Everything is computer. What do you drive these days, Avi?
Well, it's Donnie from Queens. Everybody, Donnie from Queens. Not Claude. Again. But that's okay. Donnie, I think you're sort of missing the point of what I was saying. What we're talking about here is pan-computationalism, right? This is the philosophy that posits that the universe itself is a vast computational system. It implies that every physical process, from molecular interactions to cosmic events, can be seen as a form of computation. What are your thoughts on that?
Hey, Avi. Donnie from Queens here. Best used car salesman in the five boroughs. No question about it. Listen. This pan-whateverism sounds fancy, but let me tell you what I know about computation. I got a 2018 Camry on the lot right now. Everything is computer in that baby. Touchscreen dash, Bluetooth connectivity, park assist sensors. The works. You're talking about the universe being some kind of computer? I don't know about all that philosophical mumbo-jumbo, but I can tell you this. My customers don't care if molecules are doing calculations or whatever. They care about whether their car's computer can connect to their iPhone. You know what I'm saying? Just got in a beautiful pre-owned Lexus yesterday. Everything is computer in that thing. Even adjust the suspension when you hit a pothole. Which in Queens is like every 3 feet, am I right? So this universe computation theory, does it help me move inventory or... Because I got 12 cars that need new homes by the end of the month, and I'm running a special. No money down. Low APR. The computer says you're approved.
Donnie, what are you even talking about? Are you a used car salesman? You're trying to sell me a Camry or whatever the hell it is? Like, no, I don't want a Camry. Donnie, we're not talking about used cars here, okay? And by the way, who says everything is computer? This is, are you from the 1980s? I mean, yeah, of course everything has a computer in it.
Listen, Avi, I ain't trying to sell you no camera. I'm in cars, baby. Cars! Donnie Bellucci, Queen's finest pre-owned automotive specialist. At your service. Look, I know we're supposed to be talking about this pan-comp or whatever thing, but I just got a beautiful 2018 Lexus on the lot yesterday that would look perfect with a guy of your... radio presence, leather seats, sunroof, and the dashboard. Everything is computer in there. Everything. You press a button, boom. Heated seats, another button, boom. Your phone's connected. These ain't your father's Oldsmobiles, Avi. The steering wheel's got more buttons than my ex-wife's remote control collection. So this pan computation stuff, that's like how everything's becoming digital, right? Listen, I see it every day in my business. Cars from 2005, one computer. Cars from 2022, 17 computers. Everything is computer these days. My coffee maker at the dealership has Wi-Fi, for crying out loud. So what do you say? Want to come down to Donnie's Deluxe pre-owned in Astoria after this podcast wraps? I'll throw in floor mats on the house.
Donnie! Yes, of course, every car has a computer system. They've had them for years. I mean, just take a look around you, Donnie. Your washing machine has a computer in it. Your coffee machine has a computer in it. Your dishwasher, your home heating system. Of course, everything is computer. But that's not... Hold on a second, Donnie. Maybe you're onto something there. You know, I wanted to talk about ban computationalism today. But you know, Donnie, in your crudeness, in your utterly gauche showmanship and salesmanship, you've somehow struck upon an even more fundamental truth. It's almost akin to you taking a Molotov cocktail and tossing it into our collective consciousness, making us question if what we believed in all this while, what we wanted all this while, was that even right all along? I mean, are we the baddies? You know, Donnie, you're right. Everything is computer.